Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. The Economic Development Commission of Independence County's Chief Executive Officer Ed Mabry approached the Independence County Quorum Court last night announcing the White River Medical Center's proposed expansion to their facility in Batesville. It will be a four-story, 60-bed addition on the east side of the current facility. That'll be a growth of 270 jobs over the next 5 years. Mabry asked the Quorum Court to allow a $540,000 grant to the Medical Center from the Economic Development Fund to be recovered over a three-year period. The Economic Development Fund is currently budgeted at $1.5 million. The Quorum Court vote in favor of the project was unanimous. An Independence County man was shot last night, apparently the victim of an attempted robbery. Authorities say they were called to the White River Medical Center, where 27-year-old Roy Silas Swift was being treated for a gunshot wound to his back. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said this morning that Swift's father, George Brown, brought Swift to the hospital. Apparently, Swift was at a Dry Run Circle residence when some suspects tried to rob him at gunpoint. Jeffrey said Swift fought with the suspects and started to run off when one of the men shot him in the back. Sheriff Jeffrey said his criminal investigative division does have suspects in the incident, which is under active investigation. Two Community Drive Southside men were robbed at gunpoint early this morning. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said two Hispanic males hailed a deputy on patrol for assistance. The sheriff said shortly after midnight, two white males apparently broke into the home of 22-year-old Saul Hernandez Santos and 30-year-old Gerardo Gomez. At gunpoint, the two robbed Santos and Gomez of over $2,600 in cash and personal property, which included two laptop computers. Sheriff Jeffrey said the robbers also stole the men's cell phones so they couldn't call police, and they had to find the deputy on patrol and solicit help. The sheriff said the two robbers fled in an unknown make and color of truck. Fire department officials say two people have died in a house fire at Jonesboro. Assistant Fire Chief Kevin Miller says an adult and one child died in the fire that occurred just before 6 a.m. Tuesday. Emergency crews say two other children who were in the home were taken to the hospital. Their names and conditions weren't released. Firefighters don't know where the fire started. Authorities say the fire marshal is on the scene trying to determine what caused the blaze. Jonesboro Division Chief Marty Hamrick said there were no fire fatalities in Jonesboro last year. And the Arkansas legislature is turning its attention to proposed tax cuts, with a House panel looking at eliminating the capital gains tax for new investment in the state. On the other hand, Governor Mike Beebe told lawmakers there's little room in his budget for tax cuts beyond a half-cent grocery tax that he's already advocating. And that brings you right up to date.